To be Dr. Colleen Iverson, who is a senior staff scientist at the Oak Ridge National Labs. And we are so glad you're here to talk to us today. And you have a bit of chemistry expertise, but you also branch out into some other things, as I understand it.
Grant is our resident chemistry expert in the house and a hard act to follow, I might add.
Yes.
I'm an ecosystem ecologist, which means I study the cycling of carbon, energy, and water between the living and non-living parts of the ecosystem, so plants, soil, and the air. And I do that in places ranging from the tropics to the tundra.
Man, so as an ecosystem ecologist, what does that entail as far as your daily duties and what your research consists of?
Yeah, so ecosystem ecologists and scientists in the Environmental Science Division at Oak Ridge National Laboratory have been trying to figure out the way the world works since the 1950s. And now I get to study interactions between plants and soil in places like the Arctic tundra and the boreal bogs. And really what we want to do is understand how those ecosystems might be responding and changing under changing environmental conditions, like when it gets warmer or when permafrost thaws or as atmospheric carbon dioxide concentrations increase.
Okay. So what brought you to soils, to researching that aspect of the interaction?
Yeah. So there's a lot happening in the hidden world beneath our feet. When the leaves and roots of trees die and become part of the soil, they're decomposed by any number of things, ranging from bacteria to fungi to earthworms. And how much of that plant material stays in the soil compared with how much is decomposed affects the amount of greenhouse gases in the atmosphere, which can affect global temperatures. We're particularly interested in what will happen when permanently frozen soil that has been frozen for a long time in the tundra starts to thaw.
So, in short, you kind of examine how soil changes in relationship to weather changes.
Well, weather is just temporary. So it's whether it's sunny or cloudy or rainy or snowy. We had a lot of those weathers today, actually. But what I'm interested in is a changing climate. And when we think about a changing climate, we think about it over a long time period, 20 or 30 years. So we have to take a long view. I'll be 40 next weekend. And so really, if I'm thinking about climate, I think about how the average weather has changed over the course of my lifetime. Have we had, on average, more warm years? Have we had more temperatures, more days that are above 90 degrees? Have we been having, on average, warmer spring times over time?
And how do you measure an ecosystem's response to those changes?
Yeah, so we're interested in how ecosystems will respond to the climate of the future. So we have to do experiments that give us a glimpse into what the future will be. So for example, in a forest in northern Minnesota, we are enclosing parts of the forest with giant greenhouses, but these greenhouses don't have a top. So the water, the rain, and the snow can come in, and we are warming those forests up above ground and below ground and measuring the response over time. In some cases, those mini forests, those mini warm forests, are being exposed to temperatures day and night and year in and year out that are 16 degrees Fahrenheit warmer than the forests around them.
So you're finding a difference from just 16 degrees.
Yeah, so you can imagine that those chambers or those mini forests that are getting warmed up have less snow in the wintertime. They have an earlier springtime, which means that sometimes those trees are more susceptible to a late freeze. And so we just started studying how these forests are responding to warming in 2015, and we'll be making measurements through 2025.
And what do you do with those measurements?
We feed those measurements into mathematical models. And these models use equations to represent the natural world, the cycling between soils and plants and the air. But because they're trying to represent the natural world, they're pretty complicated. So we need supercomputers to help us crunch those numbers. Luckily, we have one of the fastest supercomputers in the world right down the road at Oak Ridge National Laboratory.
And you would be talking about Summit, correct?
Summit, yes, and I think you guys heard a lot about Summit on a previous show.
We did. It went fantastic. Thank you, Dr. Iverson.
Educating the world about supercomputers. Yeah. So, yes. We use these models to sort of understand what the world might look like in the future. And I like to think about mathematical models as a big brain. So they can do things that we can't. They can incorporate information from many, many years ago and predict what might happen many, many years in the future, depending on what decisions we make as a society. And one of the coolest things I think about working at a national lab is that we're helping to answer questions that society might have, which is, what might the world look like in 50 years, and how can we be prepared for that?
And so how does math help you understand all of your measurements?
Yeah, so I already just answered that because I jumped ahead of you.
I was totally paying attention. You're even like, you're being very relatable, Dr. Iverson, which I appreciate.
I'm trying to help.
So that question's already been answered.
Do you want me to tell you about robots?
Sure. I love robots.
So one of the things that I study is this hidden world beneath our feet. I'm interested in the tangling of plant roots with the surrounding soil. And one of the ways that I measure that is that I have robots. And I put these robots in clear tubes in the ground in Minnesota. And I sit at my desk and I say, robot, take me a picture. I want to know what roots have been born, how much they're growing, and when they die. And then I feed those data also into the supercomputer.
Man, that sounds like a great job.
It's really fun.
Again, I want to rename this segment, What Am I Doing With My Life? It is not that. That is super awesome. And we forget sometimes all the great things that are happening in Oak Ridge and the talent that we have, like Dr. Colleen Iverson, that comes here to do this very important research. So thank you so much for doing what you do day in and day out and joining us on the show tonight.
Thanks for having us.
You're welcome, and thank you, Grant, for singing that great song.
Yes.
All right. It's a star in the making.